Well, hell, I think we can use that as the intro, right? I mean, that was the test play, but I guess it's working, so...
That's an intro.
Yeah, no time for love, Dr. G. Let's just spit it, stick it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, all right.
Time.
Woo!
This is the Papa's Basement Show. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the weird name for the weird show. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there every episode we have ever done. I usually don't... Oh, my God. Look at that man. Look at that dumb man who managed to put the logo on the T-shirt that he made for himself on the back.
I made a mistake.
By the way, might I just say, I went to the website. What is the website again where they can... order shirts. I know if you
redbubble.com/papasbasement.
Yeah, if you just go to inpapasbasement.com, right on the right, you can buy shirts too.
Yes, we have a shop.
A longtime friend was like, I want a shirt. And I'm like, you know what? It is on me. I went there. They could not make it more obvious where the goddamn logo is going. Literally, if you select back, the woman who has the logo across her teats then turns around in the picture and has the logo across her back.
Admittedly, I may have been drunk when I made my purchase.
Okay.
Does that surprise anyone?
It doesn't surprise me that you're drunk, but you're normally like a good drunk.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't remember what happened. I think that it was originally set to be on both sides, and I think that that's a little silly. That's a little overkill.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be just on one side, and I was not paying attention, I picked the back side.
You're familiar with a metal T-shirt. Like, if it's Metallica, Kill 'Em All on the front,
then it is the tour dates on the back.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly.
I get it.
Or if
we didn't have any tour dates, so
yeah.
I just put us on the back.
It's not going to be front, you know, front sees back.
Muscles in the front, party in the back.
Or in my case, nips and gut in the front, hair in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird because you're not like a sloppy Boris Yeltsin drunk. Like, you're drunk like all the time, and most people don't know it.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's
especially dates.
Oh, always on dates. Yeah, that's how you can tolerate people. You're like me, except once I start drinking, I'm like, I don't need the woman.
It is exactly how I can tolerate people.
Yeah, I'm like, why queer up this evening with a woman? I want to hang with my boys and get loaded.
Or hang with myself, whatever.
Yeah, don't resort to that. Don't Aaron Hernandez us.
Oh.
No. We'll get to that soon enough.
I'll come back.
Because that is the most, he will.
And haunt you.
That is the most interesting story from this week. In this
it
man,
really is.
You know, I mean, there's like another, what, like, at this point, is like Trump's dog a Russian spy? We can go down that.
Yeah.
Like, everyone around Trump pretty much is Russian.
Yeah, do we need to harp
on
that
a
little bit more?
And a spy, yeah.
So
it's Aaron Hernandez. That's the news of the week. I want to introduce you guys.
I'm Pete Maybe.
And we have over here, he's going to give us his name, I guess.
Just
Waz.
Just Waz.
Waz, you're Waz.
Right.
Just like, Waz.
Just Waz.
Like the autistic Apple co-founder, Steve Wozniak. Yeah.
Well, one of those things.
All right. So we're gonna go with Waz. W-O-Z, W-A-Z?
W-A-Z-Z.
W-A-Z-Z.
Visualize it. Picture it.
As in, like, Waz up. Like, you would have been a great, like, one of those Afrocentric rappers in 1990, like De La Soul and Tribe Called Quest. You'd be like, Waz on the ones and twos, and then...
Old Dirty Waz.
Old Dirty Waz.
Give me a beat.
Yeah. There is so much show to get to today, Robin. Whenever Howard knew that, you knew he had nothing.
Right.
Whenever he said there's so much show to get to, you knew he was picking on Gary Delabate by 6:20 a.m.
Because
he had nothing.
Is that telling of this show?
I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, but I am saying yes. But we got enough. We'll extend it. We're like a prison kitchen. You know what? We're gonna put some saltpeter in there, some cornmeal. Yeah, we're gonna cut those 40 biscuits into 60. We're gonna take one fish and feed the whole clan.
Is saltpeter the one that like prevents you from getting boners?
According to Ned Flanders on The Simpsons, yes.
Yes.
That is.
We joked about that in boot camp. Cause like nobody was getting boners.
Really?
Yeah.
And
we're
I
a bunch of 20-somethings, and we should just
exactly.
Be
you're showering with a bunch of guys
yeah.
and in a bunk with other men.
There's
you
no
should,
reason we shouldn't be
it
hard.
It should never
all
go
the time.
Down. Exactly. You were with a bunch of Greek sailors.
But we joked about that. Yeah, like their little Gatorade machine. Like I swear that they had there was something in there. There was something in the food, or you know, we just slept like 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
That could do it.
I do have to say, like, if I don't get enough sleep, I get just, like, the sickliest Tiny Tim hard-on the next day. Like, I back in the day when I had intercourse, I had a very special, I want to make this sound as sexy as possible, I had a really great intercourse buddy. Like, she intercoursed with the best of them. I was very, very comfortable with her. Which is, again, like you said, usually I have to be drunk to put up with anyone.
Did you guys have fun
much
intercourse?
Well, this was back when I was working at WTOP, the nation's news station.
And who wouldn't
that
intercourse
should be their
catchphrase.
I just came up with that.
The nation's news station.
The nation's news station. So, yeah, the big news station in D.C. that just ripped off 1010 Winds in New York, like the format, just verbatim.
Yeah, except, we're familiar with that.
Yeah, traffic and weather on the... Sure. Shut the hell up. Traffic and weather on the 8.
Continue.
Yeah, in New York, it's traffic and weather on the 1s, or just traffic on the 1s. I forget. But, you know, they moved it
on the
later on the clock.
Weird.
So, yeah. So it's totally different. That's not that.
Numbers, man.
Yeah. Anyhow, TOP had this one horrific shift where you would do, 3 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I would, what are you going to do? Pretend that you just tilled the land and that you're a pilgrim and you're going to bed at 6 p.m. after your 90th reading of Leviticus? Like, no, I stayed up watching like Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
You know, watch Santana Moss torch the Cowboys, I think, and went to bed at midnight and was up at 2 to go to D.C., worked a crappy 8-hour shift, and then like went to my fa-buddy's house. And
fa-buddy.
Yeah, my fa-buddy.
I think they'll get it.
Yeah. And usually this is maybe the only girl in history where I was so turned on each time that I never had to pull the, like, I forgot the condom move. Like, I could wear a condom with this girl each and every time. That's how much
I was
digging
it. Do you have to use that sometimes?
What, where you're just like, I forgot them?
Yeah.
Yes, and there's nothing worse when they're like, look, if you don't have one, this isn't happening. And then you just begrudging that. You're like, and reach into your pocket and pull out the condom.
I guess I found one.
Wait, what's that behind your ear?
Yeah. You're like, fine. You called my bluff, kid.
Damn.
Yeah. So this was the one time where she was doing her normal shtick that really should have had me up and at him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, Yeah. Like,
just a little burp of a...
It looked, yeah, like if you run your dog way too hard and it's like 90 degrees out.
Yeah.
And then it just comes in the house and you don't immediately give it water and its tongue is just like down to its chest. That's what it looked like. It was just.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It tried to get there.
Yeah. You're like, you can tell. You can tell it wants some action.
Yeah. But after like 2 hours of sleep and God, 8 cups of coffee or whatever the hell I had along with my vending machine breakfast and lunch, like it was just not cooperating. And I don't think we ever did anything after that. Like,
oh,
I think that was enough. Even though, like, 15 times prior, I had nailed her harder than Christ to the cross. That one time was enough to, like, put the kibosh on the whole thing.
That's bull. That is BS.
Yeah, because I left the job like a month later.
Yeah, because I feel like you should be commended for your, like, earlier efforts and, like, kind of get a pass, right?
Yeah. Like,
this isn't something I'm gonna do all the time, but like, dude, like I totally laid it on you a couple of times, so like, let me get a pass on this.
I'm sorry, but like, legit, 15 times I'm hard enough to use a condom.
let me get a pass on this one.
15 times or so, it like, I mean, legit, Cal Ripken at one point ended the streak. They didn't kick him off the Orioles.
Right.
They were like, hey, good work on you, buddy.
You can't show up every time. We understand that.
Yes. I wish women were okay with that. I wish women understood the incredible amount of pornographic
material. Boy, do I know it.
Men digested this day and age. Have you been having a...
A me, personally?
Yeah.
A moi?
Yeah.
Ah.
You speak like you're coming from a position of wisdom and experience.
I am. I am very wise in this situation.
Yeah.
Waz, are you also wise in this situation?
Waz is 22.
If I could deflect...
What?
Has this happened? He's young. Yeah, he's young, so he doesn't have that situation.
Yeah.
There's a situation where you show up and you thought you were gonna play the game, but like, you needed to stretch a little bit more before the game actually happened. Right? Does that make sense?
I guess. If by stretch you mean Papa Cialis.
Right.
Get a little limber. Yeah, that happened. That happened a couple
times. In Vegas?
Times. Not in Vegas. No, unfortunately. Couldn't, you know, I tried every homeless person and...
Yeah.
We know a very sexy homeless person, by the way, that might help.
The sexy hobo at the corner?
God, we need to meet her.
I've seen sexy hobo
not
like
messing
around five times since. She's a little homelier than I remember, but you'd still definitely hit it.
Okay.
Like, she's not like a perfect 10 hobo. I freely admit
that. I still think we need to bring the camera out there.
I mean, she's like an 8.5 for a hobo.
That's and like, pretty good.
By non-hobo standards, she's like a 5 or 6.
Okay.
And
that's
like,
that's a fair
harsh,
scale.
I'm a harsh grader. Like, 5 on my scale means literally no one would clown you for having sex with this person. Like, it's as American as apple pie looking.
Where I would say like a 5 for me is, yes, you would get clowned.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, so your scale is very nice.
Down to clown, but also down to get clowned.
Yes, down with the clown. Okay. Yeah, I do a bell curve thing. And
A
lot of it falls under 5. And I'm saying she's probably beyond that. So, and that's like her hoboing. Yeah, like she needs to get some bleach in that hair. Sorry, I grew up in the days of Warrant and White.
Probably bleach something else.
She needs to, yes, well, shave and de-louse something else.
De-louse.
And, yeah. Pretty much, I'm thinking of
can
the
you
Super
get
Trooper
lice
scene
down there? I guess
because
there's hair, right?
Yeah. You anything that can go on the top can go on the bottom, dude.
That's rough.
Which I guess conversely, you could get.
I mean,
pubic
yeah, that's a silly thing to think
eyebrows.
About. Like, yeah, you of course you can, but
like
geez.
I bet Eugene Levy in the 80s got pubic lice in his eyebrows every other week. Like, I bet he is
when he was on SNL.
Yeah, I just bet you look at Eugene Levy, that is one going down MF-er.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you know that he was, like, doing shtick.
Little butterfly kisses.
Oh, yeah, with a mouthful of it.
Right.
Like, the girl would look down and see him, like, rolling his eyes and doing silly, goofy stuff and, like, wiggling his huge eyebrows. And then 2 days later, he'd be like, that damn bitch! Yeah, they're just, you know, he's got entire, like, a housing complex in each eyebrow at that point of little lices.
Civilization.
I have to ask him that next.
Oh yeah, hey Eugene Levy.
Hey.
Back before you were married.
You got crabs in your eyes.
Yeah. When you're eating puss every Tuesday. How'd your eyebrows fare, sir?
When you wink, is it like an earthquake?
Yeah. Did you traumatize those poor little guys? Oh God, Eugene Levy and those eyebrows, man. If you've ever watched the movie Dune,
so odd.
He has what I call Mentat eyebrows, and you're like, what is this? Is where John loses.
You know, I never
audience.
Watched the movie Dune.
Yeah, that's
nor
your.
Nor read the book.
Oh, well, one
that's
of those things.
That's me getting laid.
Yeah, I know. One of those things, you did the right thing. One of those things, you did the wrong thing. If you ever watch the movie, and it has Patrick Stewart, who I think was like 14 at the time it came out and still bald and gray. He was an amazing person like that.
Yeah.
There's like a beings in this world called Mentats. Now, I'm not going to lose the audience and explain what a Mentat is, because I could tell you verbatim, and then I can give the whole Mentat credo. I can repeat that over and over.
Is that Fallout? Mentats?
Mentats? No, it's from Dune.
Play Fallout?
I have actually not.
Ah.
But they stole it from Dune.
They probably did.
Yeah. Well, considering one came in the 60s and one was 2012, but yeah.
Time's not real.
I'll roll that dice. Yeah, the Mentats were characterized by having orange-stained mouths and huge eyebrows. And, like, Eugene Levy was somehow cheated out of that role. You tell me. You tell me the politics that cost that man that role. Probably because he ate the producer's wife's box and got lice all up in that. Because that is just how Eugene Levy rolled in the 80s. Just one nonstop flea circus in those eyebrows and eating puss town to town. I'm telling you.
Just thinking about
that. What? You don't want, no girl out there wants to think of Eugene Levy. I bet he played it like a black blues man would play the harmonica.
I bet he did. Like, I really bet he did.
Yeah. No, there's no way Eugene Levy all up and down Canada didn't walk up to girls and just wasn't like, you know, I'm not much to look at, but I'll smash that crap like Mickey Mantle. Exactly. But
that's all he did. Yeah. But they were like, ooh.
He would just throw a handful of maraschino cherries in his mouth at the bar and spit out like 18 Tide stems a second later.
Just spit out knots.
And it was really smooth until he then went and coughed up the cherries separately. Couldn't chew them. That's not how that trick works. Speaking of the sex, we have prize winners to announce from our awesome gift giveaway from the people of Clonawilly.
Clonawilly.com.
Clonawilly.com, where they sell casts where you can make a mold of your penis, someone else's penis. Someone's penis is much nicer than yours.
Yeah.
So your old lady can be satisfied once in a while. And there's also clone of flower, shall we call it?
Yes.
Oh, wait. We'll I've said pussy like 8 times. We're
all right,
going now.
Whatever. Yeah, clone of pussy.
Yeah. They also sell a clone of pussy.
They also sell, I believe they sell rings. I believe they also sell, like, vibrators.
Rings? Now, what are you, if you want to propose to your clone of Willy rings?
If you want to propose...
Make an honest man
to your own... To your own Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can I do.
A rooster ring?
Now, I don't think it's anything that's going to, contain...
Do you
want to
make this
contain...
a dirty episode? Just ask it right at the moment. You? Wise? You don't care? You don't care?
Okay. Abstain.
Okay. Do you care?
We'll try as hard as we can.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Just like a dick.
Let's keep it clean then. Yeah. Ish.
Yeah, ish. So I don't think it's anything that's going to contain the blood, but I think that it's one of those ones that holds on slightly firmly, but also has like a vibrator ring on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, by the way,
that's great. So you can finish even faster.
Yes. The ones that we're giving away do have a vibrating aspect. I think they actually come with vibrators. So you get to give your significant other a cast of your willy.
That vibrates?
And a vibrator. Because, no, I was thinking about that. I was like, how do you make a cast... And it vibrates.
I hope the vibrator has like a half inch diameter because otherwise it wouldn't work with mine. Like mine would just be the vibrator.
If the vibrator comes and it's bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, this was supposed to be a magic bullet. But.
Exactly. Like I would have my little separate teepee off to the side and then just hand them the vibrator.
Yeah. And you could just look at this, right?
Yeah.
You could just look at this and then use the vibrator.
I don't know what you want to do.
One of them's for the shelf.
Right. Exactly. Like, I don't know what you want to do with this little lump of clay. Turn it into an ashtray. You know, I don't care.
This is just for show. Turn it into an ashtray. Yes, make a cast of your penis and then turn it into an ashtray. Yeah. That would be hilarious. Actually, yeah, if somebody sent me a cast of their flower, that would be funny. I'd use that as an ashtray. You hear that, ladies? I'd like to use you as an ashtray.
I was going
to
say, you sound like...
Am I smooth enough or what?
You sound like Ed Gein.
Hey!
I'm going to chop out her parts
and
strain martinis.
So I had this broad come over last night, and I was like, let me use it like an ashtray.
Oh!
Hey.
Whoa!
Eugene Levy would not approve.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't.
Andrew Dice Maybe over here.
I would treat it nicely.
So we got the listeners to tweet us and email us and tell us what they would do with a clone a willy. We have 2 clone a willy kits and 1 clone a box kit. And
clone a box box.
Yeah, clone a box box. We came up with 3 winners based on their entries. Shall I go first with my winner that I picked said to me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. She said she wanted, I was like, you're a girl, so I guess you want to clone your Vagoo, right? And she's like, nah, hell no, I want the clone a dick kit.
I just found the most magical willy I've ever seen in my entire life, and I need to make a copy of it.
And I was like, that's cool, you have a man in your life. She's like, no, I'm going to get the kit and then like chronicle my trying to get a porn star to like donate his dong for
your cause.
For the cause. And I was
that
like,
is so cool.
That's all I needed to hear.
Also, that's like
donation.
Like right up the show's alley. Like, yeah. I would... Can we share her information? Not like right now, but like if she...
If she's listening.
If she uses that that process. I mean, if she really like chronicles it, like I would love that information. That would be great.
I would love every piece of correspondence down to the cell phone number.
Because it started here and we technically own that trademark.
We own your vagina!
We own it!
He wants to put out cigarettes on it!
She should make a documentary about it, and then the title would be The Boner Donor.
And take down Sundance.
The Boner Donor?
Yeah.
It's like us versus something where...
I'll do it.
They talk about the lead levels in like some Navajo reservation's water, and we win. That'd be nice. All right, so that's the horse I'm backing.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. I mean, that's kind of hard to...
It is. Kind of see what you can bring.
Yeah, so I got another individual who will go by the name of, I was going to say MS.
Like, Satmoto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Satmoto. So he said, Because we asked people to also tell us like what they were going to do with these, and how they plan on using them for. So this gentleman said, "I want one of the Cloney Willy kits. What do I plan on doing with it?"
I was going to ask because he's a gentleman and he apparently is there to satisfy his woman. She's not in a ladies' prison. He couldn't sneak that in anyhow. It'd be contraband. So continue.
He said, "What do I plan on doing with it? Two things. One, giving my wife the Dr. Manhattan fantasy she's always wanted."
Nice.
I thought that was a really great line.
Yeah.
Two, if she ever tells me to go fluff myself, I will be able to, without the gymnastics, actually try with my attached...
Wow.
Without trying my attached dick.
True.
Also, I can constantly hum detachable penis.
Oh. I'm not going to...
I really will finally have... a detachable penis.
I'm not going to...
If you guys
to...
are not familiar with the song, that is Detachable Penis from King... Oh,
there you go.
You already had it up.
Oh, what's this?
There you go. Look at this.
Can we play, like, just a little bit of it? Because Waz has never heard of it before.
Well, you can also call me Just Alex, if you'd like.
Just Alex.
Just Alex Waz?
Yeah. No. It's not Just Alex.
This is the goofiest white guy crap watching this video.
I've never seen the video. Does it have an actual video, or do you think somebody made a video for it?
No, this is 100% a real video.
Oh, goodness. This happens all
the
time.
It's detachable. The guy talks about his detachable penis, and, there's some white guy dancing.
How it always goes missing.
I'm bringing this down. All right, continue.
It is a clean shell. So I thought that was a strong enough argument that this gentleman definitely deserved a detachable penis.
Cool.
So hey, Alex,
who did you pick? And then we'll tell you who we picked for you.
I picked Nicole from Germany.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Nice. Nicole from Germany. I don't know if, I guess she'll be stuck with the clone of flower kit, but she's a girl, so she'll have something to do with that.
Yeah.
Girls like flowers.
Yeah.
And, girls like flowers.
You know, if she's anything like Dr. Mengele over here, she can clone her flower and then put out cigars on it.
Right?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
I know it's not...
Did your mom anger you a lot when you were a boy?
Right? Like, I was going to do that.
Is there a lot simmering underneath there?
Oh God, what movie is that from? Is that in outer space?
What? A scene where a man Emmanuel? Puts a cigar out on a pie?
No, where a lady smokes a cigarette.
With her
Vagoo.
Oh.
What is that? We bring this up a lot.
No, I would remember that. I have not brought up a woman smoking with her parts yet.
Yes, you ever, have. Really. I'm going to look up the movie.
That's how you get ovarian cancer. glad cancer is such a crowd pleaser.
It's funny.
Woman smokes with parts. Didn't exactly know that could be done. Didn't know there was like an air intake thing. I know the ping pong.
Are you kidding me?
The ping pong and the darts. I know it can take your money, but that's through a different.
Yeah, it was Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
Look at you with a reference I didn't get. Can we?
You don't know. Emmanuel, like they have like
I know it was like
16 iterations like of like Emmanuel in space.
It's like an N17. Yeah, there's a parody of it on Seinfeld called Rochelle.
Nice.
A young lady's erotic journey from Milan to Minsk. Erotic adventures. I forget which. And it's gonna eat me that I don't know that one word.
I'm gonna pull up the video
of Emmanuel. Please don't.
Why?
Please.
It's
please
my
don't.
Computer.
I hope you get video of Emmanuel Lewis. That's what you deserve.
Soaking out of his bum hole.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why he was so short.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Smoking, you know, makes it hard for you to grow.
Oh, well, we got Pornhub results.
Okay. That's please don't in studio, sir.
It's my computers. All right, fine, I won't.
No, I guess you got him on a technicality. If you think silently looking up pornography makes for great radio, by all means, go ahead.
There are too many.
Oh my!
There's
a category devoted.
There's a lot of smoking vaginas right
to
now.
To smoking the.
And some of them even upgraded to like e-cigarettes because they were concerned about their health. I can see that. No, there were like e-cigarettes on there, and like And like, yeah, and she even had like a, I could tell that was a modified box. Not just hers, but that was a modified box so that she could get like that real dragon blow.
If there isn't a video caption, box smokes a box, like I'm shooting the internet right now.
We need it. Let's do it.
By the way, that's how Eugene Levy eventually lost his eyebrow crabs.
Yeah, you got to smoke them out.
A woman, yeah, exhaled that all over his face. Yep. And he's like, what did you do?
Fumigate, baby.
They were my family.
you've committed arson.
Fumigate.
You're going to jail, madam.
So
those are our winners.
Those are
congratulations.
Our yes.
Everybody clap for them.
Give yourself a round of applause. If you win the products, please tweet about it. Tweet Clone of Willie. Tweet Papa's Basement. Tell the entire world that you will be spending your day making a cast of a penis.
Yeah, and send us pictures.
Yeah, of you making it.
Yep.
I don't care as long as I don't visibly see your penis. Like, as long as the cast is on it, we can all have a laugh.
Yeah, totally cool.
Yeah.
Not gay at all.
Not really, as long as the erection isn't visible.
Yep.
Like, that's why the Hasidics just go at it, because it's through the sheet. It can't be gay. it's God's glory hole, man.
You never did it through the sheet?
Yeah, you put it through, and it's got to be a woman on the other side.
Oh, man.
I want that to be true more than anything else. Like, there are people who are obsessed with religions they don't understand in this country, and I think, like, 90% of that is, like, hardcore evangelicals in the middle of the country who just believe, like, really it's all about hardcore jihad against every other religion, but there's 5% of us out there whose hearts are pure, and we want to just believe that Hasidic Jews dress like ghosts on Halloween with a hole cut out for their erection to have sex. I don't know about you guys, while I am slowly pulling away from football, I don't, that started last year.
Why is that, man?
Started last year when we were taking all the comedy classes. Mm-hmm. We took the stand-up class that, you know, we've done so much stand-up since.
Totes. Mm-hmm. Lots of stand.
Definitely worth my $355.
I'm standing right
bucks.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed the standing part.
Cha-ching.
So we took a bunch of improv and stand-up and all that, yep. And a lot of it was on Sunday. And
yeah.
I mean, that used to be like a holy day for me, because I don't know about you guys. What, like, you're a baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy. I was actually listening to it on the radio coming over.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, it's actually, like, one of those sports I can listen to on the radio, because it's admittedly so boring in person that it's almost the same just on radio. It's fine to actually listen to on radio. But, like, if you ever listen to, like, football on radio, it's not the same, because you're kind of there to, like, see people get tackled or flip over somebody or...
The entire time I'm listening to football on the radio, I'm just cursing that I'm not at the TV that I'm driving to watch the game I'm listening to.
Right. But, like, with baseball, I feel like I'm like, yep, that was probably just as boring as it sounded.
Yeah, I mean, you can tune out whenever you want and tune back in. The score will be the same.
Oh, same inning, huh?
Same inning.
Yeah. I picture at least 80 to 90% of baseball radio listeners over 60 on a screened porch somewhere, like a snifter
of
brandy,
man,
in their hand.
That sounds fun.
It's just the radio and the crickets.
Relaxing.
The wife that they murdered years ago using her vagina as an ashtray.
If
Pete had his druthers.
In the back of the baseball field that
I
have, yep, in my several acres.
Yeah, just
a smoking gun.
Just buried in your field of dreams.
If you build it, you can bury your wife and hers. And if you build it, they'll never find her.
What are you?
I am a baseball guy.
You're a baseball guy as well.
I am. I like it, which is interesting because I feel like I have a fairly short attention span.
Yeah.
So you would think that maybe a sport like football would be a little bit better, but I've always liked it since I was a little kid. I was like one of those kids who used to, like, you know, I was always about the stats.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
I would, like, you know,
so
collect baseball
autism
cards. And I'm not saying I'm the co-founder of Apple or anything.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I was, like, really into that. So I would, like, read the almanacs and stuff. It's always been.
When I was a kid, that was my big sport, baseball. Like, that's what I played. Well, I started with football. But I got out of that quickly because I was like, hey, screw you, Dad. I want to be American now. So despite his Greek background and being like, play soccer, goddammit, I went to baseball, and I did that for a very, very long time. I collected the cards. I went to games. And then, God, what the... I guess I got into basketball, like, because I was a little kid at the time of Jordan. So, like, every year I would watch Jordan stomp my beloved New York Knicks, my Patrick Ewing and John Starks in the playoffs. And I knew that's when my school year was ending, when I was watching Jordan just tearing assholes left and right yet again.
Yeah. Yeah, I would also say I'm a basketball guy. I kind of alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because the seasons are, you know,
that's how they get you.
They don't directly align.
That's how the beer companies get you.
Yeah, I was 9 when the Cavs drafted LeBron James. Mm-hmm. So
that was 4 years ago.
actually yesterday. They just drafted this.
We've made a little child say pussy.
Yep.
So
you've corrupted me.
Yeah. I got into football later in life, which really sucks because by the time I got into it, the Skins were no longer good, like, at all. Like, I managed to get into it at the worst possible time. Like, I loved them from a distance. Like, I was a casual fan where when they won the Super Bowl, like, I'd watch that Super Bowl as a kid, and I would buy my little Skins t-shirts, but I didn't appreciate it. I didn't watch, like, all season long.
Yeah.
And it was only years later where I was like, Sunday is my day of rest. And it, God, for good 10, 15 years now, I legit have been like, if you try to get me to do anything on a Sunday, you will die. Like, nothing will happen. Like, I'm going to get in the 1 p.m. game, probably half of the 4 p.m. game, and then I'm going to eat something, and then I'll, like, come back for the 8 p.m. game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
reheat the wings.
Yeah, something broke me last year where I got out of the habit of it, and I was like, oh, you know what's great? Like, having an extra day of my life. Like, I can just come back and, like, look at all the scores and the highlights and be done with it. I didn't have to sit through 8 hours of eating pizza after pizza, beer after beer.
I remember you mentioning that, like, sometime through sort of, like, our second level improv classes and stuff like that, and you were like, you know what? I don't think I need to be doing, like, I don't need to be watching these games anymore. I think it's after you missed a couple.
Yeah.
You kind of just realized, you were like, this is fine. And also, we got to go to the bit and watch them afterwards if we could.
Oh, one day we'll explain what the bit is on air.
One day.
The LA Bar and Grill.
When we do a show from there.
I would love to.
That would be amazing.
I would love to.
It would just be drunken MFers
rambling,
just running around and ruining the show.
If
the whole
you
time.
Think our equipment would not have a pint spilled in it by hour two, I have a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, sir. So I remember vividly, like, because my fandom has just started to wane this last season. I remember vividly when Aaron Hernandez was tearing up the league. When it was a double, like, the Patriots were just rocking the double tight end set with Aaron Hernandez and Gronk. And, I mean, yeah, it just seemed unstoppable. Like, people were legit like, this is the offense of the future. These two monsters, like, who pretty much are just gigantic wideouts. Like, it's like trying to cover LeBron as a wideout. Like, mm-hmm. It's not happening.
Genetically engineered human beings.
I mean, just really big, beefy, mean guys. And it really did seem like, once again, evil master Bill Belichick had figured out, look, what are the penalties right now? Like, what is favored by the rules committee right now? And, like, how can I get around that?
Yeah.
And he really did that. And, like, Hernandez was just one half of this combo. Like, it was, sure, it was Brady, but, like, Brady's an eternal thing. And you turned, like, who are the new faces of this? Like, what am I going to associate with this that's just storming the league? And it was really Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. And
yes. Is
it like 3 years ago? I remember.
It's been a long time this has been going on.
It came out that they're like, an associate of Aaron Hernandez's has been murdered, which.
Disposed of.
It occasionally happens in the league. You know, like, a lot of guys go back home, and a lot of them came from, like, impoverished backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're like out with their boys, and one of them's like killed. And you're like, oh, that's really sad. One of their friends died. And then they, like, go back to play a game. You know, they do the, like, crying, thank you, Jesus, black guy to the sky thing.
Yeah.
And they dedicate the game to him and get a touchdown, and that's that.
Oh, it's terrible that my friend who had a terrible life died. And I get to come here and play football again for all your money.
I'm glad that...
Rest in peace, my friend.
You did the black guy impression because mine wouldn't have been quite so articulate. So glad we still have a show, thanks to you. Yeah.
No, but it's like that sometimes. Like, they're always just like, yeah, this one goes out to my friend. Like, the one who is still, like, living in the ghetto that he ended up visiting. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I don't know, it just seems superficial to me because then they come back and they're like, yeah, man, gonna miss that guy. Like,
yeah.
You should have taken him out of the hood. What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Like, did you really miss him, or are you just like, yeah, well, he's dead. Now you give a shit.
My boys Ty and Red Bull. Yeah. Going.
Just mark that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I sometimes I feel like that. Sometimes I feel like it's just sort of fake. I'm like, do you really care about your friends?
Aaron, well, I think a lot of them, I feel for a lot of athletes, because I do think the genuinely poor hear that you made like $3 million, or at least the contract for that year was $3 million. And they're like,
yeah,
my God, that is money that will just never disappear. Like, you inherited the Koch brothers' wealth or something. Like,
yeah.
$3 million after taxes.
Couldn't spend that.
After,
no matter what.
I mean, yeah, after taxes, after your agent, all that. So you're down to like, what, 1.2? I mean,
you made $600K on that deal, bro.
Yeah, exactly. For God's sake. You pretty much worked for $6 an hour. Let's just, if you really crunch the numbers, they might as well have gone to McDonald's.
I was like, have you considered fast food
work? Mm-hmm. So Aaron Hernandez had one of those backgrounds that you described. He had came up from, it's always funny when people are like, well, he's from Connecticut. And you're like, oh, he owned a yacht? And, like, rode a llama to school with a sweater around his neck.
He went to school in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, but there are some real assholes in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like, big time. Like, I had...
It's probably up there in terms of just, like, the hit-or-miss states, you know, where it's some areas are, you know, like...
Like, what do they do? Like, build Trump border walls around the bad areas and just...
Yeah, they... Just biodomes.
Yes.
Huge...
Just open the port on top and dump some food in and go to town, kids.
Oh, man.
So he was from a rough area in Connecticut and went to school. I think he was University of Miami. I think so. That I'm not a big college ball guy.
No idea.
No, yeah. Don't care about that.
So,
yeah, except for West
Virginia. Unpolished. It's the same way.
It really is. It's such a garbage game. They're just like, did you see that game? It was 65-2. And you're like, well, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it really is a game of like having one or two unstoppable athletes.
Yeah.
And watching them just make everyone else look like they're on a high school team.
Oh, no, they're miserable to watch. It's like watching high school. And you could tell like when the other team, like in the NFL, I mean, sure, there's some really bad teams, but they're all like.
There's competence.
There's competence. There is still competition between these. But a lot of times you watch college football and there's no competition between these teams and it's just absolutely pointless to watch or care about. And people are like, did you see him? It's a total blowout. That's my team, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're like, well, I don't know.
Half
who cares?
Of, half of the Ohio State schedule is just an excuse to drink for 4 hours in Columbus. And
yes.
Then, you know, bukkake your pants that they won 94-8 against
yeah.
some crap squad. So Hernandez had some sort of kind of checkered background at Florida where he had made threats of violence and apparently had some gang ties back in Connecticut.
Who doesn't go crazy in Florida?
It's Florida.
Yeah.
Like, they test your piss if you're not naked.
Yeah.
Like, that's when they're worried in Florida. And somehow Belichick, I guess, is friends with Urban Meyer, the Florida coach. And he takes a flyer on Hernandez, despite like kind of a couple warning signs here and there. Mm-hmm. And to Belichick's credit and Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and maybe Kraft cheese, I would assume. That's what I've always wanted to believe.
And Kraft beer.
Yeah, exactly. He owns all things. And Hobby Lobby, because they sell crafts. So they take a flyer on him, and he seems to be like a model citizen for the team. And, like, he left his past behind. And, oh, are you getting pee-whipped? Are you getting pee-whipped via the phone? Because I saw some eye rolls. How about you throw that thing on the seat?
Because
I don't care to... It's
okay.
Distracting
whipped.
Me.
It's not distracting me.
No, just put it face down on the seat so you can get some E. coli germs in your eyebrows to join your crabs once you pick it back up.
Pete, maybe. More like Pete, yes, and.
Pete, yes, dear.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm such a sucker.
Oh, shoot. Pardon my French. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Damn this affliction.
Yeah. So, he's up in New England and he's killing it. Oh, poor choice of words there. he's really having success on the field. And out of nowhere, these allegations are... It started again, not with allegations. They're just like, hey, the friend of this very, very successful, high-profile NFL player. And might I also just add, because we'll be getting to this in a minute, handsome. Good-looking guy, very
definitely
built. Yeah. He's got the groomed, I go to the black barber shop once a week look going on with like the fake little hairline shaved in.
He still looks like when they showed him, they were like, oh, yeah, here's him at trial. And I was like, no, you can't look that good in trial.
I mean,
that's bullcrap.
Is there a makeup room next door?
Exactly.
There had to be, man.
Is he being played by Vin Diesel?
Is he getting good sleep? This is bullcrap.
He looks 10 years younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially once he was in prison and just kind of had to embrace for a variety of reasons, like, oh, yeah, I really am a gangster. Just had the full gang tattoos. Like, you know a line has been crossed when there's visible hand tattoos. Like, to me, that's the tattoo Rubicon. Like, once... And I'm not talking, like, your horrible, I tattooed it with a guitar string and a big pen. What's on your hand again?
It's a P for Pete.
God. Can you at least tell people it's like a P for Papa's basement?
For pirate.
It's a P for pee whipped.
Two for two.
Boom.
This will not get old to me.
Damn it. Damn it, just was.
Man. Yeah. It. You really need to tweet just a picture of your pee tattoo sometime.
I need to
I want to see what like negative retweets look like. I want to see what spite retweets look like.
This is my prison tattoo.
Oh,
it's
pee. If only.
For prison.
It's like your little detention. What, were you in eighth period and bored?
I think I was in summer school. So, yeah, you're pretty
much
right.
You know what? Yeah, little hand tattoos are a summer school. That story checks
Why
out.
Why do you think I got there?
Summer school.
Not paying attention.
I didn't know I had a functional retard on the show. Summer school? My God.
I went to summer school for math all 3 years and then night school for math for my senior year, so I didn't have to go to summer school and I graduated on time.
I did not know that.
Do not ask me to do math.
Wow.
Whatsoever.
All right. Aren't you in charge of the show's finances?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh,
so it got to a point where I think...
No wonder you spend money like it ain't nothing.
Accidentally, that happened in my freshman year. And then I was like, this is not a bad thing. It really isn't. There was a lot of hot chicks. Definitely a lot of hot chicks.
Yeah, all pregnant.
A lot of goers. Yep. A lot of goers. And I was like, this is fine. This is fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Alex and I had a very different. Were you like an advanced math and?
Yeah, I did the APs and the.
I did the APs. I had a summer camp where I just learned algebra 1 in 3 weeks.
I didn't do AP.
Yeah.
See, I went to summer camp, not summer school. You
I did AP, but that
was only to survive in prison.
I did AP European history.
Did you?
Yeah.
AP European history.
Yeah.
I did as a sophomore.
I did not well.
You did not well?
Nope.
You did not well.
I did not well.
I did not well.
Nope.
I didn't good it so much.
No.
All right.
I couldn't good if I tried.
Wow. All right.
No, I passed that one. But because of my math, I wasn't allowed to go on our European vacation for the school. I was so mad about that. My teacher really wanted me to go because I'm pretty
this
sure
is
she
such
wanted
BS.
To bang me.
You're a horrible student, and I was a great student. I never had any vacation offers.
No European vacations for me.
AP European history class, like at the end of it, if you graduated, then you got to go on a European vacation.
What the?
My friend got kicked off that trip. He actually did get to go, and he was the only one sent. He was sent back because he kept showing up drunk to the
Yeah, he was they the one 18-year-old asshole who really was like, I'm going to get loaded every day and made good on
it. Yeah, I mean, a lot of them did, right? And he just didn't care for authority, and I believe he, like, threw a drink.
At the lady
who was running the show's face, and she put him on a plane like the next day.
Yeah, I'll.
But I know she wanted me to be there because she was like, "There's a skate park next to the hotel, and then my room is 33B, and here's a key.
You can use my puss as an ashtray."
Exactly.
After you worked up a sweat skating.
I know it. I know she wanted it, and I never got to do it.
Well, she's
because it would have been legal in Europe.
She's probably in her child rape is legal in Europe.
Yeah, it would have been fine in Europe.
I
was 17. I
thought all the Germans had to go to Thailand for that.
I was 17. It would have been fine in Europe.
You need to get your geography right as well as your math, sir.
What, did you do your math?
I did my mathings.
All right.
Yeah, I was a great math.
Wait, so it's not legal? It's not legal over there?
What, like a 16-year-old getting... No, actually 16, I think, is legal in England.
I got to go back to the drawing board.
No, see, you can go and have sex with 16-year-old girls in England.
Okay.
That's all you need to draw on the board.
That's all I need.
Yeah, and then because we're cartoons, you can draw a plane ticket on the board and pull it off and cash that in.
I'll do it.
There you go.
That's all I need to draw on the board. It's just saying, going to England.
So Aaron Hernandez, sex with 16-year-olds, threw drinks at his teacher. No, that's...
I think he did all of those things.
Full circle.
Yeah, exactly. That classmate of yours was Aaron Hernandez. So it comes out a couple summers ago, I remember. I think it was off season because I'm still like back when I was really junking and I'd still click on profootballtalk.com like 8 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it was when it's off season, it's just like, which player got arrested today? So yeah, at this point, no I was like, crap. One of Aaron Hernandez's friends is killed. And you're like, that's weird. All right. And then 2 days later, it was kind of like, we think Aaron Hernandez might have done it. You're like, oh, it's a Patriot. I hate them. This is cool. Why was it not Pretty Boy Brady, though? And
he doesn't have the goal.
It comes out, like, over the course of a couple weeks that not only was it, because at first, you know, the commenters in the below each story, because they're all tough guys and witty, like many other internet boards or that have comments,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're like, oh, what a wannabe gangster. Now he rolled with guys hard enough to like kill and he's going to pay the price. Then it came out like, no, it was Aaron Hernandez who done did the killing.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I don't think anyone changed their tune and was like, oh, he actually committed murder. Now I respect him. Now,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, but he thought he could be a thug. Just like the rest of us.
But it's really weird because the whole time, everyone's kind of like, what was the motive? And at one point, they, I think, narrowed it down to, like, he killed this guy because he was afraid said dude, Owen Lloyd, I believe, would spill the beans on him having murdered another two guys. Which, I guess, isn't the worst.
That's a good reason to murder somebody.
But
to keep them from talking about the time you murdered somebody?
I was going to say, it seems like it doesn't have a great end.
No.
Like, because then the people that
not until
you...
everyone in the world is dead.
Yeah, exactly. You saw where I was going with that. You know, it'd be
I think
like...
that's actually how Hitler got started.
A Jewish guy saw him, like, steal a cookie in the 7-Eleven.
Oh,
little
I can't
little
let
Jewish
this
kid is like, cannot, I'm telling.
I cannot let this get out.
So
there's an episode of Futurama that's just like that. Leela like ends up killing like the entire crew because she killed.
Is that the final episode?
Because she's
spoiler no. alert.
Yeah. This whole series ends.
It's a what if. It's a what if.
Oh, okay. I don't like what ifs.
Science.
They're so confusing.
But that's a thing.
So Aaron Hernandez, apparently, yeah, was doing a lot of killing, but it's still kind of like. That's one thing, but then why did he kill the other guys? Why? Why is there murder?
Yeah, what was the first two?
Why kill?
So here is what apparently has come out for not why he might have killed Owen Lloyd, not to silence Owen Lloyd about having killed other people, which, as we've established, if you're killing to cover killing, probably leads to a killing to cover the killing that covered the killing that covered the killing. You know,
yeah.
it, where does it end?
Yeah. When do you get your own podcast
so,
on NPR?
So nice, nice. So turns out Owen Lloyd might have spilled the beans on again. This is all alleged, although do I have to say alleged because Aaron Hernandez is now dead?
Yeah, we're like, not exactly like what's I, you're not really like smearing his name.
No, I could
there's
say
there's no name.
He was Abraham Lincoln. You know, it doesn't matter. I can just say straight up lies.
It's just on granite.
Doesn't
now.
Count. So
he's Eugene Levy, actually.
Yes, he's Eugene Levy, and he killed himself because he couldn't handle his eyebrow crap. So it comes out that Aaron, and by the way, did I mention the end of the Aaron Hernandez saga? I did not. Everyone's like, why is he even talking about Aaron Hernandez? Everyone who hasn't listened to the news in the last week. So Aaron Hernandez doing life for the Owen Lloyd murder. Mm-hmm. I believe skates on the murder of the other two guys and was trying to get a retrial for the Owen Lloyd thing. So legit might have gotten the hell out, like might have beat the odds. Like sure, he did a couple years in prison. Sure, he's tatted up like he's part of MS-13 now.
Yeah.
But might sniff free air again.
Well, but what happened, John?
Doesn't end well, Pete. Doesn't end well. He, Aaron Hernandez, earlier this week, hanged himself in his jail cell.
What?
Aziz, thank you. Yeah, hangs himself in his jail cell. And I mean, does it right. Apparently crammed cardboard into the frame. Like when you know, penny a door frame to keep your friend in while you have sex with this girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Does that, dumps soap all around the floor around himself. And I think people who, like, you smiled at that. Like, you lit up. You're like, yes, soap. Dumps soap all around himself so that if he panics and tries to get up, cannot get footing, is going to slip on the slope. Slip on the soap.
Did he add some banana peels for good
measure? Yeah, I would it like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon. Yeah,
that's why I smiled. I was like, it's that, right?
That's just that. Imagine like a sound drink.
Yeah, and hangs himself. And I think a lot of people, when they hear hanging, they picture just legit like from the ceiling hanging. This
yeah.
is prison.
I thought they made it kind of hard, right?
Yeah, oh, it's prison. So you have to like take a bed sheet and, like, tie it to pretty much the back of your effing chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get much height on this thing. And then you just have to, like, slouch and start to black out. And don't ask me why I know so much about prison suicide. You have to slouch and, like, start to kind of black out.
Yeah.
And then, like, just hope you keep with the blacking out.
You don't, like, fall over and now
exactly.
you're on your side
yeah.
and you're breathing.
And then you've just pissed yourself and have a stupid scar on your neck for the rest of your life and have soap up your butthole. And they're smacking you back awake. Yeah.
Yeah, because who wants to wash their butthole?
Exactly.
I mean, gross.
Yeah, it's not Sunday night. The
you
work week ain't
weird.
Tomorrow. I'm not touching that thing. And he killed himself. And the rumor is, at least according to the New York Post, the most reputable source on earth, the New York Post, pretty much like just a pea hair away from having Bat Boy on their cover. But New York Post alleges that Aaron Hernandez was in fact a known bisexual, and that
ooh.
Owen Hernandez or Owen
a lot
Lloyd,
of gangsters are.
Whoa, wait, wait,
BT
Owen
Dubs.
Hernandez.
Owen Hernandez. Yes.
Hang on.
The love child he had via blood relations with Owen Lloyd. No, Owen Lloyd was threatening to spill the beans that he was quote, and this is new slang that I learned that made me so happy, quote, a smoocher.
A smoocher.
A smoocher. A euphemism for being bi, I guess, or gay.
What?
And Aaron Hernandez was like...
And he took that to heart?
Yeah, he was like, I can't let it out that
God
I
God forbid anyone thinks I'm a murderer.
Yes. I'd rather be...
But please, please, don't tell anyone I'm a smoocher.
A smoocher. Yeah, just A apostrophe, a smoocher.
A gentleman with a long handshake.
Yes, and a couple other, again, according to the Post, not the most reputable thing, but they're saying something interesting, and I'm filling airtime, so we're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
He was also referred to as a limperist.
Yes,
so,
yes, yes.
Which is funny to me, because he is one of those dudes where, like, I would never even... accidentally say such things around him, even if he was the gayest gay to ever gay.
You, sir, are a gentleman who speaks softly at a dinner party.
Yeah. because he looks
trying to make up different words.
He could punch your teeth right out your asshole without even really trying.
Yeah, so don't say no to him.
Yeah, I'd be like, you could be like balls deep in a dude and you'll still be straighter than me any day of the week. Like, that's how that works. And I mean, I think what cracked me up about all this is like, if the dude was gay, again, look at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the news, I think, is now maybe making the rounds through the gay circles, as news does sometimes.
Yeah. Like,
it's made it to the gay times.
Yeah, the circles.
Yeah, the gay circles. Like, would this have not been like the hottest date any gay guy is ever going to have? Would he have not been like our James Dean, like just a gay icon of gay? Look at the man. Handsome, ink covered. Anyone who ever wanted to be the receiver on this stuff would have lined up.
He
would have
killed,
Hernandez.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so, I mean, but like not physically killed anyone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Not literally. Hey. He would have been slaying bubble left and right.
Yeah.
Like, legit, had he simply embraced his gayness.
Like, although, do you think Aaron would have been the receiver?
Oh, that would have been funny.
The wide receiver?
Oh, the tight end.
Yes.
The not-so-tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the other thing I heard, or a lot of people are speculating.
Oh.
Did he even do it?
Oh, the suicide.
Yeah, no, not like if he's still alive, like Tupac or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's going to come back on the 10-year anniversary.
Exactly, yeah.
Drop Machiavelli, too.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for the hologram Aaron Hernandez.
Super Bowl halftime show.
At the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, there you go.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, my God. Which gay icon will he have sex with?
They should have him come down from the
there's
the top of the stadium.
Coachella, on a rope. What up? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just come be a bed sheet around his neck.
That's it.
I have heard that there's kind of a thought. I know that like in the Connecticut, or maybe it's the Massachusetts, I don't know where the hell he is. That's kind of all mingled up there.
Yeah.
I have heard that they have like double suicide rate of any other prison system, which I don't know, because I've heard summers up there are lovely.
Sure, there's not like just a bunch of dudes killing people in prisons?
Yeah.
And really good about hiding it?
And writing John 3:16 on their forehead. I feel it's like really easy to determine if he did or didn't kill himself, because was the John 3:16 written like it was done with your foot? I'm sorry, if I told you to write on your forehead, would you be able to do it with any sort of...
Nope.
Competence?
No.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So did it look like an orangutan did it by putting the marker up its butthole and then sat on his face? No, then he was murdered.
I want to see the video.
So allegedly also a suicide note left for his prison boyfriend, who again allegedly is on a 24-hour suicide watch.
Wow.
But yeah, the dude made a bad choice. Like legit, think about it.
Could have played baseball.
Could have been exact. He could have done the Michael Jordan thing and just quit it all and gone for that Triple A Chicago White Sox.
I was
going to
say that
team.
Sweet Triple A money.
Who are they? The something Barons.
It's got to be a terrible name, because every Triple A team has like just a terrible name.
They really are.
A lot of names are pretty terrible, anyways. But
not a fan of the Prince William Cannons.
Yeah, like it'll be something like the Chicago Chandeliers or something like that. You're like. The Cubs are cool, but...
Yeah, they should go with something funny, like the Chicago
Ferris
Buellers or something. Yeah, the Frederick Keys for Francis Scott Key.
Awesome, yeah. That's a really ballsy name.
The Topeka Basement Dwellers.
Yes. the Montana White Nationalists. That one was so funny.
Redundant.
Yeah, man, think about it. He comes out. He's the only openly gay guy in the NFL. He's big as hell. So like, I mean, people are already trying to hit him. Maybe he'll get hit after the play, but it's not like a kicker coming out. Like he can dish it out as well as take it. That came out wrong. And he could have gone to every town. Every other guy is fighting over the women. He just has like the bus from Fire Island drive up and he's like, I'm sorry guys, I'm going to get blowjobs for days now. And a good day to you. I mean, he could have had it all. Like, this guy could have been a gay pinup icon, adored by the gay world.
I know.
Just dick on tap. Dick everywhere.
Dick on tap.
Yeah, like, it would have been the elevator scene from The Shining, except instead of blood, just dick.
Just dicks,
yeah,
flying
just
out.
A thousand dicks coming right at him, and him, like, plucking them out of the sea,
just
like a bear with salmon.
See it come.
Yeah, just grabbing them left and right. Handfuls of dick. Just like, I won the dick lottery.
I feel like Just Waz is watching us. And
Just Waz is tapped out.
It's like, I don't know how I feel about you guys.
He's like,
you guys are really fascinated about his dick, aren't you?
Just talking about just dick, man.
No, it's I'm fascinated by your fascination.
Now he's missing out.
To quote Boomhanger, dang old dick, man. And I think we can go out with that.
But before we leave, I wanted to say something to our fans.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all give a big shout out, a big happy birthday to @Sarcasmic92.
@Sarcasmic.
Yep. She was the first person to actually talk to me when I first did the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, hey, did a good job. Keep it up. Blah, blah, blah. We've been friends ever since. I know that she's been a friend of yours.
Yes.
You're not active on Twitter. You need to get your ass on Twitter, man.
She
could be a friend of yours, too.
Yeah.
I have a bot that
great
shows...
Great friend of the show.
Up my
great
game.
Person. And let's all just wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
let's
Sarcasm.
All sing her our favorite happy birthday Papa's Basement song on three.
One.
Is this an improv thing?
Two. Three.
It's your birthday, it's Papa's Basement, Papa's Basement, have a happy birthday.
Yo.
Dicks.
Dicks.
Wieners!
All right, everyone, that was Papa's
Hope you
Basement.
Lots of dicks and wieners today.
I'm John Papa Giorgio, at Papa's Basement on Instagram and Twitter. Find us on YouTube, Papa's Basement, iTunes, Stitcher, I think Google Play even, right? Are we there?
Yeah, we have an app.
We have an app as well that
yes.
you spent $100 on.
Obviously, go to the YouTube. I think we're on TuneIn. We're not on Spotify, by the way. We need to get on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Found that out.
That app purchase was more foolish than getting Aaron Hernandez a new pair of shoes.
No.
Because he's dead. He's not going to need them. Yeah. Yeah,
it
can't all
it
be
works
worse.
For me.
Thank you. So find us on Twitter, YouTube, subscribe. We also had the lovely Pete Maybe at Pete Maybe on Twitter.
Oh,
and
thanks, man.
Just Waz
yes.
Just.
Yep.
And what are you on Twitter, sir?
Wizard of Waz. That's WizardOfWazzZZZ. Three Z's, baby.
All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.